Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, this is George Senda, the guy from Pittsburgh, and I have an announcement to make. When I started doing these videos 3 years ago, and it's roughly 3 years ago, this was done to have fun, talk about what I want to talk about, to make people think, to present news and information. It hasn't worked out that way.
Did you guys get the SERP on that? I think my microphone was off. Once again, I am not a professional, and please forgive me about that. Is this the first time you can hear my voice? Just let me know in the chat. But once again, you're listening to Martinez Tonight, and this is Chefist from Belgab. Once Sewer Gab, as Briggs says in the chat, that is affectionately known as Sewer Gab. However, once again, tonight we're going to be talking about George Senda, and I think we all know who that is, especially if you're in the chat here tonight. What we've seen is the rise and fall many times of this bigger-than-life personality. And what we're going to explore a little bit is the nature of this personality, the narcissism, the genius, the oftentimes what appears to be efforts to undermine his own success. Maybe if we can explore George, a.k.a. Falky, we learned a little bit more about ourselves, and I think that's what we want to do tonight. And so once again, let's go back to this announcement 6 days ago as to why we're having this show tonight. It'll make perfect sense. Here we go. Once again, major announcement.
Hello, this is George Senda, the guy from Pittsburgh, and I have an announcement to make. When I started doing these videos 3 years ago, and it's roughly 3 years ago, this was done to have fun, talk about what I want to talk about, to make people think, to present news and information. It hasn't worked out that way. Instead, I get insulted at every turn. Audios of me are published on Belgab, frequently edited, totally out of context, and my private life should have nothing to do with who I am, and people like Little Chris publish them. And then I get told by Billy Joe McGravy that Jason Kell is genuine, and the inference is I'm not. 1,300 plus videos in 3 years, and I'm sliding downhill. And the association with Coast has cost me money. And it's cost me money to do these videos. So, you got a man who lies about me at every turn. Every time he does a video about me, you got people like Cassio that lie about me and defame me. And I've got 59 subscribers who aren't supporting me by watching my videos. So I will finish out the NFL season picks, and then I'm done. There's no point in doing these if I don't get rewarded. There's a thing in science fiction fandom called Ego Boo. I'm not getting enough of it. Now, I thank the people who donated to the Kitty Fund and who donated to me in the past. But I've gone all over the state to do videos. I've presented content, and I've refuted the lies and the slander about me at every turn. There's not going to be an interview with George Norrie. I'm not going to get the glasses. I'm not doing this. I don't leave anywhere but my bedroom. It goes on and on and on endlessly. And when I tell Billy Joe McGravy that I need a weekend off by myself, I haven't had one for 3 years except during times of illness, and I deserve it, he said, nobody deserves anything. And Jason Callen has 20 people that support him. Well, I don't have 20 people that support me. And the man, as far as I'm concerned, is a no-talent, classless hack. He farts on camera, he takes his shirt off, he belches, he eats food and spits it out. That's the extent of his repertoire. What else does he do? Nothing. So, the 1st of March, football season will be over. Unless something changes, I'm done. I'm out of here. All right, that's my announcement. No more sewer gab videos. No more breaking news videos. No more NFL videos. No more paranormal videos. There's no point in my doing this if it isn't fun. And it's not fun anymore. All right, here are my picks for the week. Hello, this is George Sender, the guy from...
Okay, there you go. Once again, I apologize for the board. The board at Blog Talk is that it is. But anyway, what we heard in there is very interesting. Just 6 short days ago, George said that he was not going to make any more videos. He was not going to make any more... Maybe a few NFL picks, but no sewer gab videos. Once again, Sewer Gab is BellGab.com, a division of MV Enterprises. Please visit BellGab.com for all your e-cig needs. Why did George specifically call out Jason Callen in this video? It's fascinating. There's many things to break apart in this. First of all, George claims that he's waiting for his reward, and unless he's rewarded, he's not going to do these videos. I guess I'm confused. After 1,300 videos, that's how many he has, 1,364 videos. I can imagine you having time to do all that, you know, unless you were on disability living in an apartment somewhere. Where has the reward come from after these 3 years? What reward has he received? Has he received any positive reinforcement to continue down this path? And that's what little Chris and I were talking about earlier today. What have the positives been? I don't think that the only adoring fans that I can tell are the circle of trust, which is approximately 3 or 4 people. Other than that, we're talking about dozens and dozens and dozens of detractors that make up the cabal or that make up the legion. But unfortunately, I think the only reinforcement George has in his life is negative reinforcement. Or he's a masochist in some way and loves the pain. Why would you keep coming back? So... Falky 2013 has joined the chat. He says, fuck Sheffist. Oh, I'm glad you're here tonight, George, and I'm glad you're listening in. I'm glad you joined the chat because I really consider this more of a public service announcement, and that's what I want this to be tonight, a public service announcement for George. And, George, we got a lot to go through, so let's get to it. Right now I want to talk about the Circle of Trust. And your webinar. Yes, last week, George was supposed to have a webinar. Most webinars, of course, are meant to, teach you something. So George didn't specifically say what the webinar was going to be about. Was it going to be about him teaching us how to feed stray cats outside? Was it going to be him to teach us some acting method? Because George says he's a famous actor. Or semi-famous. Oh, wait. Let me get that. Let me remember exactly what he said. Here we go.
So, I guess this is the price of semi-fame. God. All right. So, I guess this is the price of semi-fame. God. All right.
Okay, semi-fame, the price of semi-fame. Well, granted, George has paid a huge price for his semi-fame. Most of it has been years and years and years of torment and trolling and degradation, humiliation, one thing after another, and that's what George has been suffering with these videos. Now, I don't know if it, because YouTube says you have 560 subscribers, that positively reinforces your narcissism or your self-worth. I can't imagine him. I just looked at the videos, and just over the past couple of weeks, the average views, I'd say, is around 100 views per video. And I just can't imagine you making a lot of money off that. I think you'd make more money down at Walmart being a greeter. And actually, you could use the hover rounds at Walmart. I've seen greeters that at the Walmart here closest to me, there's one gentleman who's a handicapped veteran, and they allow him to use the hover round as a greeter. He probably does okay, but I don't want to get into trying to find George a job, because I think clearly he's said that he's worked so many jobs in his life, he doesn't need to work anymore. And so here's what we got next, the retirement, back to the retirement. Why did George come out of retirement? And in the past 3 days, he made 11 videos. 11 videos of the exact types of videos he said he wasn't going to make. So I think what happened was he spent 3 very lonely days with absolutely nothing happening. Absolutely nothing happening. No one talking about him, and people only talking about Jason Callen and the Legion. And what's interesting about that is most people think that Jason Callen is a nice guy. And if you watch the videos of Jason Callen, he's very gracious, magnanimous, thanks his fans, appreciates his fans, appreciates the gifts he gets for his unboxing videos. Where George just pays lip service with a thank you for the cat food and then goes on 20 minutes to talk about all his detractors. And the one that really stood out to me was the 2 large bags of cat food. Once again, they were 25 pounds each, so I think that's 50 pounds of cat food. And he complained. He complained that it wasn't the right band, the cats don't eat it, why did you send it to him, the box was too heavy, his foot hurt, hernia, hernia, hernia. And this, I think, is just a glimpse into the nature of George. And, you know, it's really hard to help someone like that, someone who can't help themselves. And I don't know. I guess I'm interested in that. Yeah, there's definitely schadenfreude here. There's a lot of schadenfreude with George Senda on Belgab and the Musing Threads. It's just, I guess it's like watching Big Brother or The Real Housewives or some reality show. You get Hoarders mixed with, I don't know, it's like Honey Boo Boo and Hoarders mixed together. I think that's what it is. And so that makes for an interesting combination. And I think that's why we're all watching. That's why we're all still interested. So we go back. And I want to go back to the nature of the feud between George and Jason and the Legion. It's more of a feud between George and them. They're just having fun with it over at the Legion, and I really enjoyed it. But here is another clip of George. And this one, I think, sums up the delusional nature of the thought process. And I really think, to use a term that Art Bell used, there's a quickening with George. I really see things deteriorating for him on a mental basis very quickly. And why don't we just listen to this little thing right here, and we'll pick it apart a little bit.
They can go in the webinar for free. I don't know that to be the case. they wind up doing it, I'll just cancel the damn thing. I have another provider that can do it as well, another web content provider. I'll switch to that one and do it next week. But that's not what this video is about. Now, Jason Callen, the evil one, did a video saying he got a Christmas card from my cats. Well, cats don't send Christmas cards, as anybody with any common sense would know. And he's in his blue period copying me because he's wearing blue clothes because I commented that I'm wearing blue clothes and he'd have to wear blue clothes. So right away, he wears blue clothes. Again, copying my videos. I don't really care, but, you know, he's a pretentious ass. So I want to show you two things.
You're on the air.
Hello?
Yeah, 814. How's it going?
Oh, not too bad. Hi, how you doing?
Good. Who's this tonight?
Jason Callen.
Jason, how you doing, buddy?
Oh, pretty good. Is this Chef Chemist?
Yeah, how's it going, man? Merry Christmas.
Oh, Merry Christmas. Thank you for that cool package you sent me.
You got it, man. Yeah, that looked pretty good. I like you said, all the items in there looked a little rich. You probably couldn't eat a lot of them, but they'd be great to share.
Yeah, I bought them all with my sisters. They were a big hit.
Yeah, that's awesome. You were able to take them over for Christmas?
Yeah, and I wanted to thank you for all the nice things you've been saying about me.
Oh, man.
I've been listening for
the
last 10 minutes or so.
Yeah, well, let me tell you, it's just been great to watch your videos and enjoy them. You're very gracious with your fans, and I think that's one of the reasons why you have such an awesome following, because there's a lot of people out there doing food review videos, different review videos, but you have a big fan base. And wouldn't you say it has to do with your interaction, a true friendship with your fans?
Yeah, I think so, too. I mean, you know, it was my birthday like a couple of days ago, and then I'm going through Facebook and thanking everybody that wished me happy birthday, because it was like about like 121 people on Facebook wished me happy birthday. You know, so
oh,
I kind of wanted. Yeah, I mean, it took me a little while because I wasn't feeling too good yesterday, but I mean, I'm feeling better today. I'm going through and I'm wishing everybody, telling everybody thank you and stuff like that, you know?
Oh, that's great, man. You know, and you know, everyone appreciates you and what you do, and we definitely want you to get better as fast as you can. So what are you looking forward to the New Year's?
Oh, not much, really. You know, just hoping the weather would get a little bit better, you know what I mean? Because it's pretty bad out where I'm at now in PA.
Yeah, it's been a cold one already, hasn't it?
Yeah, it has been. Well, it's so cool I get to talk to you finally.
Having you on the show, and you know, we love the interaction you and your Legion have with George Senda. It's all in good fun, and
yeah,
everybody out there is just, your fans are very gracious, and I want you to let them know how much we appreciate you, and you're always welcome at Belgab on the Musings thread or on my Twitter or Facebook. Hey, add me to your Facebook group.
Okay. I mean,
I sent the message.
Oh, you left the message? Okay.
Yeah,
I mean,
sent a private message.
Okay. Make sure you let me know that you're Chef Chemist, because sometimes I get like, you know, because some of the requests and stuff are like, you know what I mean?
Oh,
sometimes
exactly.
Sometimes you get like, yeah.
Hey, that
okay,
was really
cool.
Nice of Amber to send the to include the card from George's cats for Christmas.
Yeah, I know. I read that. It was just mad as a joke, and he was like, well, cats don't send Christmas cards. I mean, no shit, they don't send Christmas cards.
Well,
it was just a joke.
George understands that.
Yeah, that's too bad. You know, I mean, because he should. It just gets sometimes gets frustrating. I know, it's just a joke. And then, of course, he said, well, I'm wearing blue now, so of course I wore blue. You know what I mean? Because I saw that, and I was like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
I was just joking.
You know,
I don't know. I don't want to be any – I don't want to be hateful. Now, I don't want to speak Vulcan saying I want to rip your tongue out and stuff like that like he did to me. and stuff like, you know what I mean?
Well, he has, unfortunately, a history of violence, Jason.
Really?
Usually against women. But he's admitted to that over the air, actually. So, yeah, it's really sad that there are people out there like that. And unfortunately, many times you don't know who they are. You see them on the big screen. You see them on the small screen television. You see them on the internet, and you don't know what they're really like in real life. But we can tell just by interacting with you that you're the real deal. We love you.
Oh, thank you, man. I really appreciate that. You know, I was just really overwhelmed by everything people have sent me the last 2 months. It's like, wow, I was surprised, you know, and a little bit shocked too, you know.
Yeah, and when you have a giving heart and a giving spirit, and you just send that positive energy out into the universe, well, it comes right back at you 10 times. That's kind of my personal philosophy.
Oh, awesome. Thank you. I mean, I got 2 Facebook groups. I can add you to both of them. I got Movies, Food, and Metal on Facebook, and I got, which is like Snacks Food Appreciation Society, kind of, except with including like movies and metal and music and stuff. And I got one for Maggie Mae Callan Fan Club for my cat.
Okay, so that's Movies, Food, and Metal, and then
yeah.
Maggie Mae
Callan Fan Club.
Oh, that's great. Yeah, we want to plug those and anything else you you have to plug.
Oh, my YouTube channel, and I guess that's about it. I mean, that's all I really have, you know what I mean? It's just sometimes with social media, it's just too much. I mean, you know, it's hard to find the time to do a lot of stuff, you know? You know,
you could be on there all day if you wanted to.
Yeah. Well, I would love to be. I mean, I would love to be like PewDiePie and have YouTube be like my full-time job. That'd be sweet, you know?
Well, I know they've changed the rules a lot, but you have a lot. You have original content. So I think as long as you have original content, you could get monetized.
Yeah. I mean, the one thing is I found out you can't talk about tragedy. Or even like that, I can't even do rest in peace videos anymore without them demonetizing it.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, I mean, you can't talk about death or like, you know, a lot of that breaking news stuff that, you know, who does? I don't know if he gets in trouble for that or...
Yeah, I
don't
know.
You can't talk about... Yeah, I mean, you can't talk about that stuff without getting... I try not to talk about... I mean, but I didn't think... with the rest in peace videos, it's usually like... honoring a celebrity you look up to, you know, that sadly passed away.
Right, that's crazy. Well, their advertisers are the ones that have redefined the rules. So
yeah.
The advertisers are very selective on the content. And but I think people still want to keep seeing your videos. We're also joined here by 262.
Oh, cool.
That's right.
Hi,
and 262, welcome to the show. We got Jason Callan on the air. Who are we talking to?
This is White Crow.
White Crow, Merry Christmas. Happy New Year.
No, same to you. And to
everybody Merry Christmas.
Else.
Happy New Year, bud.
I'm not too familiar with your work, Jason. I just read about it on Bell Gab once in a while. I really haven't watched any of your videos.
Well, that's okay. I mean, you know, I mean, I do like food reviews and movie reviews and stuff like that, you know.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I just saw the new Star Wars. That's really good. And, you know, it takes a while for it to get going. Yeah, Rogue One's not a bad movie. What's that?
I have never watched the Star Wars movie.
Really? Oh, that's okay. I mean, it's good. It just takes a while for it to get going, though.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
I get confused if which one is Spock in? Is he in Trek or Star Wars? Dr. Spock?
Oh, Star Trek.
Star Trek.
Yeah.
Hey, yeah. Jason, so White Crow's, he's one of the original members of Bell Gab, and he's been on there for years and years and years, but he has something very interesting. He makes hoodies and sends them out to his friends. What I think would be awesome is... I'd be happy to pay for it, White Crow, but you should send a hoodie to Jason, then he'll do a review video on it.
Oh, heck yeah, I'll definitely do that.
No, you don't. No, I send them out completely free. Nobody has to pay for it. Sure.
Okay,
I'll
well,
look up your. Chef will give me your address or something. Or if you remember,
yeah,
you remember
that.
Bell Tab. So I need your size, obviously.
Yeah.
I could probably watch one of your videos and, like, I judge George's size. I just sent him the biggest one they made.
Yeah. Well, probably like a, I don't know, like a 2XL or 3XL. Just 3XL, to make sure, you know.
That's what I said, George. He didn't try it on. It may be too small for him, though.
Yeah. It's probably, I mean, it's possible. But I mean, I'm sure he liked it, though. I hope he did.
He didn't have too much to say about it. I don't know.
Oh,
well,
I'm maybe he was in a bad mood. Well, I'm glad everybody cheered him up after Christmas. He was pretty down. It was nice that some people sent him some presents.
Yeah.
It was a real Christmas spirit.
Yeah, well,
I
really
like...
George has a hard life.
Yeah. Yeah, it's really depressing around the holidays sometimes, you know? I know my dad passed away back in 2015, so it's kind of tough for me, too, you know?
Sure.
Sorry to
hear
about your dad, Jason.
Oh, thank you, buddy.
Yeah.
Yes. So how long have you been making videos, Jason?
Oh, about 3 years, like January of 2013 I started. Yeah.
And, you were
and he has quite a few
about...
followers, White Crow. He's really gained a big following on YouTube and Facebook.
And you were talking about, I know nothing about YouTube. You monetize it, demonetize it. So there's
well,
actually
I mean,
money to be made in making videos?
Yeah, I mean, you can make some. I mean, not a lot. It's like, unless the video really goes viral and gets, like, lots and lots of views, like a million views, and then you might make some money and stuff like that. It takes a while.
Right.
Especially for a channel starting out, it's tough. You know, there's so much competition out there.
What's the most views you ever had?
I think like over 10,000, almost 11,000 for that sad news about, what's that, America's Test Kitchens of Cook's Country?
I heard about that, Jason. That's I love that show. So that came
I know, that was
really
a good show, and
then
that
news.
Guy's leaving.
Yeah, that is really disturbing news. Kimball, what's his name?
Christopher Kimball.
Christopher Kimball.
Yeah, this is something else, though.
That's
yeah, I
can't
believe it, though. He started his own company. I guess that the people from America's Test Kitchens are suing him, though.
That's crazy. Why would they do that? He's the star of the show. No one's going to watch that if he leaves.
Yeah, I know. I think those two girls, Julia Cullen-Davidson and that... Bridget Lancaster are going to be hosting it now.
Oh, my God. They're so boring.
I know. I know.
I don't know who's going to watch that thing.
So, Jason, are you and George really at war with each other? That you know, I learned that you can't believe everything you read on Bell Tab.
I would like to say, I mean, I don't know. He seems like he's mad at me. I don't think, I'm not at war with him. You know, I mean,
well,
joke around a little bit, but.
Evil
I think
Jason Callen, which is crazy.
I know.
And I just don't get it, Jason, because, you know, you're, like I said, you're the nicest, most magnanimous person ever. But is one thing we all have to remember about George is that he confabulates a lot. So if you two would just bear with me for a second, I want you to see if you can tell me who this song reminds you of, and I'm going to play a little ditty right now.
Okay.
This is the world of Commander McCragg.
Your hair will curl in the world of McCragg.
He fights monsters galore, and then asks for still more.
For so says the brag of McCragg.
When on the hill the Marines plant a flag,
they may be led by Commander McCragg.
With a cannon in hand, he can beat any band.
For so says the brag of McCragg.
Hensing and fighting and round table knighting and slaying of dragons too. Shipping and sailing and great awful whaling, there's nothing McCragg can't do.
Oh,
hunting and trapping and gold miner mapping and flying to Timbuktu, roping and riding and Indian guiding, Commander McBride comes through.
This is the world of Commander McBride.
Your head will whirl in the world of McBride.
He can do anything. In his world, he's a king.
Or so says the brag of McBride.
Yeah, I know who that reminds me of.
What? Number one, do you guys know where that song came from?
It's your
from the old G. Ward cartoons.
Yeah, Commander McBride. Commander McBride.
Yep. I love Rocky Bullwinkle.
Before
I love
sign
the Simpsons,
too. Before I sign
off. Are you signing off, White Crow?
Suggestion? No, I have a suggestion first.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Could you please have Greg as a co-host?
Yeah, we'll do
that.
That
would be
excellent.
If Briggs listening, you and Sheffus team up, you would be the dynamic duo.
Really?
No doubt.
Really.
And she should call in right now if she's around.
Yeah, well, she never calls in, though. I think she's a little shy, but she does those excellent videos. And she's
that's
a
right.
Brilliant woman. And she's smart, you know.
She should call in.
Yeah. Brig, come out of your cell. We need you,
man.
Brig.
Yeah,
get
well,
out.
Brig's one of the best there on Belgab, and there's a lot of great people on Belgab. Here in the chat, we're going to do some chat shout-outs right now. We got, as always, Mini Fang, the three-headed dog Cerberus, are in the house tonight.
Oh, he's
Brig
a big
is
fan
in the house.
He's
yeah.
a big fan of mine.
Who's that?
All of them, everybody you mentioned.
All are them.
Oh,
Buddy
cool.
One in the house. Fuck is in
that's
the house.
Another big fan of mine.
Yeah.
They all love
George
them.
Nori
love
Blows
them.
Is in the house. Him.
Huge fan.
Yeah. Jazz Mazda.
Sends me love letters all the time.
Awesome. Are they good? K-Dub's in the house. Ladyfish is in the house. MV is in the house. Once again, we'd like to thank MV, proprietor
MV,
of Belgob.com.
No, don't like
yeah.
him.
No?
Don't like that guy. No, not MV.
Oh, not an MV fan.
No, he doesn't like me.
Really?
Yeah. Well, he keeps on banning me. I mean, Jesus.
When were you banned last time?
Oh, Scott. Well, I've been a good boy lately.
But how do you normally get banned? I don't get it. You seem pretty low key. You don't post
know.
Nude pictures.
No, heavens, no.
So I don't know how
I think
you keep
I'm just,
getting banned.
I think I'm just too nice for envy. I think my niceness just aggravates them.
Oh, yeah. I can see that. Well,
yeah.
Michael Van Deviant is his name, so you just leave that there. Willie is in the room.
All right, I'm going to get going. You guys have fun.
All right. Hey,
hey
Mike, bro. Merry Christmas.
Buddy.
Yeah, nice talking with you, Jason, and I'll get you out a hoodie when I get the information. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, buddy. I really appreciate
yeah.
it.
You're welcome. Glad to do it. Love all.
Awesome.
Good night.
Love all.
Night.
Friendship, blessing.
Peace be with you.
Peace with you, too, buddy.
Yeah, that was the great White Crow, Jason. So you're going to get a hoodie, dude.
Oh, awesome. Thank you. And I'll definitely do a video about that, too. Definitely.
Oh, man, you know, you got to do a video about it. Then when we have another Martinez Tonight episode, we'll have you back on, and you can tell us what the hoodie's like. And
oh, awesome.
Who knows? Maybe we'll even do a YouTube one where we could do a live YouTube where both of us are on.
That'd be cool.
That'd be cool. We'll do that some night. We'll have a Martinez Tonight live on YouTube broadcast. That'll be fun. Fun for everybody.
I mean, it all depends on what's going on. If I'm at my sister's or something like that, I won't be able to. You know what I mean? But, yeah, if I can make
man,
it, yeah.
We'll work around your schedule.
Oh, okay. Thank
so,
you, man. I really appreciate it.
No, that'll be good. And then you can get your whole legion to tune in, and you can wear your White Crow hoodie.
Oh, awesome. That's cool.
Yeah.
I mean, that's really neat. Is that the one that they showed, like, that one lady was modeling on Belgab, those couple photos?
I think so. They're usually black, and it has a white crow on the front.
Oh, that's cool as hell. Yeah.
Yeah, it is pretty cool. Hey, we got another call. Hold on. Hold on right
okay.
now. And let's see if we can get him on here. 262, you're on with Jason Callen. 262, you are on the air. I think they may have butt-dialed us, Jason. They butt-dialed us, Jason. That's all right. Anyone else want to call in, please call in. And once again, the show number is 929-477-3181. And we're here with Jason Callen, YouTube star. And
thank you.
And unboxing extraordinaire. So, Jason, what was, out of all the things you've reviewed, the biggest surprise to you?
Oh, wow. I don't know. I'd have to.
It could be something you ate, something that really surprised you, you thought was maybe wasn't going to be that good, but turned out to be much better than you thought. Because I know you do a bunch of reviews on, like, frozen food, and sometimes the quality of those things aren't that great, right?
Yeah, that's true. I mean, one thing that really surprised me was when I went to Steak and Shake and had their garlic burger. That was really surprising. I mean, it was like, I thought it was going to be decent, but it was really good. It really surprised me, though.
Garlic
burger. You know what I mean? That was really good.
What did it have, like roasted garlic in it, or what did it have?
It was like a garlic, it was like a burger like with coated with garlic butter. It was really good.
Man, that sounds good. Do you like their fries at Steak and Shake, you know, the little, like, shoestrings?
I don't mind those. I do get those, sometimes, you can get those at the grocery store. They're not too much. They're okay. You can get them seasoned, too.
Yeah.
I like the fries.
I kind of like the regular size fries myself.
Yeah. I like the fries at Wendy's and stuff better.
Yeah,
those are
you
good.
Know what? That's funny you mentioned that, because Wendy's fries are pretty good. I'm trying to think who else makes some really good fries, but I got a great recipe to make your own homemade French fries. And,
oh, really?
Yeah, it's really super easy. First of all, get yourself the Yukon Gold potatoes at the store.
Yeah.
Yukon. So you've seen the Yukon Gold ones, right?
Yes.
They're like yellow potatoes. Then you boil them in the jacket. That means you boil them with the skin on. And you boil them in salted water till they're fully cooked. Until you can stick a fork in them, right?
Yeah.
Then you take them out and let them dry and cool down. And then just cool them in the fridge all night. And then the next day, you just cut them up and fry them in your favorite oil. And they come out better than any restaurant.
Well, that sounds good. It really does. Wow.
Man, it's so easy. Once you start making them yourself, you know what really, really good French fries taste like. And
awesome.
That's part of the reason. Have you ever eaten at an In-N-Out burger?
No, we don't have those around here in PA. I mean, cause it sucks because as a food reviewer, I see a lot of the people like in California, stuff like that, have access to a lot of places we don't have here. We don't have In-N-Out. We don't have Wiener Schnitzel and stuff like that around here.
Do you still have Roy Rogers out there?
When I was in Fort Detrick, Maryland, I used to go to Roy Rogers all the time. We don't have one in my area here, but in Fort Detrick, Maryland, I used to go there all the time.
Yeah, I lived out on the East Coast for a couple of years when I was in culinary school. So I lived up in New Hyde Park, New York, north of Poughkeepsie. So there were Roy Rogers everywhere. But the one thing I missed out on the East Coast and, like, Pennsylvania are a good diner, like a Greek diner.
Yeah.
You know the ones I'm talking about where the menu has like 40 pages?
Oh, yeah. Those are pretty. Well, there was one called, I just went to the Flip Cafe. They have some pretty good food there. You know,
hey,
I would have filmed more.
You did a review on that, didn't you?
Yeah. I would have filmed more footage, but they had so much music going on there. I didn't want to get in trouble with YouTube for music and stuff, you know?
Oh, do you really get in trouble that quick with YouTube?
Sometimes I get like a. They'll say, like, match third-party content or something like that. And I might, sometimes I might have to put like a copyright, they have like a music library in YouTube, and you can put the music over the video.
Right.
So you won't get go away. You know, sometimes I have to do that too, you know.
Oh, wow, that's interesting. But, yeah, that was a good video too. So you were in the Army?
Yes.
Yeah. What was your specialty?
Well, I was working as like communication equipment and stuff like that, you know.
They You know what?
Yeah.
That's what I did in the Air Force.
Really?
I was
awesome.
Communications computer operator. I did the computer though. I didn't run any communication systems.
Okay. I mean, we did like, this was like 87 and stuff like that. They had like the old fashioned, well, I don't know if it's old fashioned now, but like these things you put like coded messages through and stuff like that, little machines.
Did you use punch cards?
It looked like a punch card, kind of. You know, it was like a thing you'd like run through a thing, something that's hooked up to it, yeah.
Yeah, I trained on those punch cards at tech school.
Wow.
Our tech school was in Biloxi, Mississippi, but I never did communications. I worked on a big IBM mainframe, which is where I ended up.
When were you in the service?
92 to 96.
Oh, wow, that's right when I got out, because I got out in 91, you know.
Okay.
Were you in Pope Air Force Base?
No, I was at Scott Air Force Base outside of St. Louis on the Illinois side.
Oh, cool. When you went to Biloxi, did you like the movie Biloxi Blues? I don't know if you ever saw it.
Yeah, with Matthew Broderick.
Yeah, and Christopher Walken. That was awesome.
Yeah, that's right. That was a great movie. Hey, do you do movie reviews?
Yeah, I have done movie reviews. I do review some. I did the new Star Trek and the new Star Wars.
I got to go back and I got to catch up on some of your reviews. I've been kind of busy lately catching up. You know, I'm off work this week. Thank God I needed it. But yeah, and then people were wanting to catch up on George Gossip, which is why I had the show tonight, Martinez Tonight.
Yeah.
Martinez, California is the town he lives in, just so you know. Where the name comes from. And,
I mean, it's just something else. I mean, because, you know, I know I do too many videos. It's tough. You know, once you are away for a while, it's tough to get caught back up, you know?
Yeah, it is.
And then
boy,
I know George said he was, George said he was retiring, and then he came back 3 days later with like 9 or 10 videos or something like that, you know?
Right. And then what happens is he didn't explain why he decided to come back and why he wanted to do all the videos, especially because he calls you evil Jason Callen.
I don't know.
How could you be evil?
I don't know. I mean, I don't know. I have no idea. Just like the Goofus and Gallant things I've seen on there, you know?
Have you seen those?
Yeah, I've seen some of them. You know, it's pretty funny. You know, cause I remember reading that magazine and waiting in the doctor's office and stuff like that a long time ago. I don't even know if they make that magazine anymore. Highlights?
Yeah, I don't know. I remember Highlights. I'd have to sit in my uncle's chiropractic office waiting for my mom to get an adjustment, and they had a Highlights. And I'd always go to that one where you had to find the hidden images.
Oh, yeah, those were cool.
Yeah, so I didn't read any of the articles. I just went to the hidden image.
Yeah, I read Goofs and Glenn. I used to read that. Corny jokes and stuff they had in there, which was pretty funny, you know.
Yeah, I miss Highlights. There was another old school magazine. Oh, what was it called?
Oh, I remember Easy Reader
Weekly
Reader. The Weekly Reader. Easy Reader was Morgan Freeman on Electric Company.
Yeah, the Electric Company. I remember as a kid, I hated the Electric Company. I hated it. I'd only watch it for Spider-Man.
Oh, yeah, Spider-Man was on it, yeah. I remember seeing that.
Yep.
It was weird because, you know, Morgan Freeman, that's where he got his start. And then I think his first role in a movie was in that Christopher Reeve movie, Street Smart. He played a pimp. So it's kind of weird going from Reader to playing a pimp in an R-rated movie.
he pulled it off. Oh,
yeah,
speaking of pimps, there's rumors out there that George was actually a manager of escorts. Do you know that?
No, I didn't know that.
That's crazy. Yeah, evidently he was on this old forum called San Francisco Red Book, and he would basically manage out escorts, lactating escorts specifically.
Really?
That was his specialty. Yeah. So if you wanted an escort that was lactating, he would help connect the customer to the provider.
Oh, wow. Like that redhead?
Yeah, well, I don't know if she did the lactating thing. I think she just had large breasts.
Yeah.
I don't think she did the lactating thing, but you never know. I know that they lived by each other at one time, and there was an incident where she had to get a restraining order or get George evicted or something like that.
Oh, wow.
Oh, Jason, you don't even know the stories about George.
Oh, wow, that's something.
Yeah, your legion would go crazy if they just heard a little bit of this. But yeah, that's kind of the interesting that Morgan Freeman went from the electric company to playing a pimp.
Oh, wow. I got to say something. I know I did that Christmas lights video, and then he did those weren't Halloween lights. Those weren't Christmas lights in that video.
Exactly.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Well, George, you know, he could be a little delusional at times, and just as in the cat card, Christmas card video,
yeah.
Basically, he doesn't understand that people know that.
Yeah.
And he understands that.
Yeah, I thought it was cute they ever sent that, because that card was actually kind of cute in a funny way, you know what I mean?
Oh, well, sure,
it's
yeah.
Silly, you know.
Well, George is a bitter man. He's a very bitter, hateful man, always has been. He's very narcissistic and self-centered. And I don't know if you knew this, but on his mom's deathbed, he was there when his mom was dying.
Yeah.
And she asked, and they had a very contentious relationship. But anyway, on the deathbed, she asked him, "Is there anything I can do before I go, George?" And George goes, "Oh, you could buy me a new iPad."
Wow.
And he took her credit card that night after she died and bought the iPad. So this is the type of person, you know, that we're dealing with here. And that's one of the reasons we have these shows, because we're trying to understand the nature of this person. You know, we have a good person like you, and it's easy to understand, and it just warms our heart to be able to talk to someone like you. But someone like George is an enigma wrapped in a riddle, all jumbled up in a conundrum, and we just can't get our heads around it. And that's what we're trying to do.
Yeah, I see it. So many threads dedicated to him on that. I never heard of that bell gab. Someone sent me a link whenever I did that McChicken video, and he said that George said I was copying him, and then
oh, it all started
that,
with McChicken, right?
Yeah, because I laughed and made a joke about mayonnaise about that. Why? That's how it was. That
the
video
mayonnaise,
was so.
That's right. It all started with the mayonnaise and. That one YouTube video that went viral with the guy that was masturbating with the McChicken, right?
Yeah, I know. I can't eat a McChicken sandwich now. I was like, well, you know what I mean?
Not
no
one
way.
With
I can
Alabama
eat one
Mac
now.
Sink in it.
Yeah.
But anyway, I didn't know it started with that.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what happened. I guess he was saying that 6 weeks tenure was telling him on Skype that he that there's this guy copying him and stuff like that, and then it just has kind of spiraled from there, you know.
Well, you know, a lot of those guys are pudding stirrers, right?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They're master pudding stirrers.
Yeah, I know. I mean, because trying to get him going and stuff like that, you know. That's what Rowdy Squirrel was doing tonight. That was the first guy I really met from Belgab. I mean, he sent me some nice stuff too, you know. He's a good guy.
Well, no, he's been really nice to George throughout the years. I remember there was a podcast done last year, and George was giving the podcast. It was, I think it was on MV's Bell Gab. And once again, everyone, please visit MV's Bell Gab, aka Sewer Gab, and you'll have a good time with a lot of fun, interesting folks on there. Bellgab.com. But what's interesting is MV gave him his own show, like a 2-3 hour show that he could do himself. And in that show, while he was actually giving the podcast, Riley Squirrel sent him a pizza from Domino's live on the air.
Really? That's awesome.
Yeah, exactly. And George finally answered the door because evidently the driver said he wasn't answering the door. George finally answered the door. He had pizza and wings and breadsticks and soda and just set George up, and George didn't tip the driver.
Oh, wow. Oh, man. I mean, wow. That's something else. But, I mean, that was really nice of him.
Yeah, no, it was great. And then the prize of all was that while he was talking live on air, he was eating.
Really?
So, yeah. He scarfed the whole pizza and wings, and we no one could understand what he was talking about. And, you know, like when you're doing your review, you take a small bite just so you can taste it, and then you give your review, but he wasn't doing that. He was just eating the whole thing. But the he gave us the review. And the burps are what set it off. So he was belching.
Oh, yeah. And that's what he was saying. And he was saying, he farts on camera, he takes his shirt off, he belches.
That's right. When George does the same thing he did in that whole podcast, he was burping and slurping. He slurped in one of his new videos this week where he was
that coffee.
Slurping.
Yeah. I know, he said he eats food and he spits it out. I don't spit out the food though.
Yeah, what is he talking
about? Even if it's lousy, I don't spit it out.
Well, you know what? There's only one thing to explain when he does that. Once again, folks, this is that's what we hear from George. And anytime we hear that from George, we think of this.
This is the world of Commander McCrag.
Your hair will curl in the world of McCrag.
He fights monsters galore, and then off for still more.
For so says the brag of McBrag.
Yeah, I love that. I love that cartoon.
Oh, man, I still remember it as a kid. And then it was, what was the one with the penguin? And Don Knox did the voice.
Tennessee Tuxedo. Don Ann from Get Smart did the voice on it.
That's right. Phineas J. Whoopi, you're the greatest.
See, I can't do the imitations like that. Pretty good, you know?
Man, that's when they really made cartoons, though.
Yeah, I mean, I still like some cartoons, but, I mean, not like I used to. I still love The Simpsons, and I like, you know, I like the stuff on Sunday nights, like Bob's Burgers and Family Guy. I like those, you know, but they don't make
any
really good ones.
Yeah, my daughter, who isn't very old, I shouldn't let her watch it. She likes Futurama.
Futurama? Oh, they haven't had that on for a while, but I do like that show.
Yeah.
Bender, like, yeah, with Bender on there.
Yes.
Bite my shiny metal ass.
My daughter always, she walks around the house, you can give my shiny metal ass. She doesn't say it.
That's funny.
Yeah,
oh, man.
But she had a great cruise. She's in Cuba right now.
Really? Wow.
Yeah, with my ex-wife, and she's there with her and my ex-wife's boyfriend, and who's from Cuba, and so this is the second year they've gone there, and so they have a good time. She tells me, she sends me pictures. They rent those really old, like 1950s cars before the revolution.
Yeah.
And they keep all those 1950s cars running, and they go in a pink convertible on the ocean there, and they sent me the pictures. It's pretty cool.
Oh, cool. That's awesome.
Yeah,
she
had a good
time. Yeah. I'm glad she does. You know, I mean, that's what the holidays are about, you know, just having a nice time and, you know, chilling out and stuff like that, you know?
Yeah, and at least you live around family and you have family near you.
Yeah, I got my sister, my mom, they're in McCain. I mean, I live alone right now. I'm with Maggie. Maggie's right next to me, you know. But, you know, they're always there, you know. I was over there for Christmas and stuff, so I had a nice time.
Yeah, I got a 3.5-pound chihuahua next to me named Nacho.
Really? Wow. I had a friend named Brenda on Facebook, and she has a dog named Nacho, too.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, mine looks like that, you know, the old Taco Bell chihuahua.
Oh, cool. He came to Taco Bell. I think it was something like that, you know.
You care of Taco Bell. And,
you want to know some neat stuff about Taco Bell? I have my one friend, Ian Kay, from Peep This Out. He lives in California. And he said there's like a test marketplace. I can't remember where it was. He went there, and there's two new items coming out from Taco Bell that sound pretty good. Hopefully it'll be successful, be nationwide. They got like a loaded French fries, like a Mexican French fries.
Oh,
and also,
really?
Like, yeah. Those look, they look like it'd be really good, and they got they got chicken chips, which are like a triangular, small chicken, like tenders, but like coated with like a tortilla chip thing on the outside.
Man, you know, it's too bad you can't send you some of that for review. It'll be all nasty by the time it got there.
Yeah. I mean, hopefully it'll go nationwide, you know. I was the first one on YouTube to review the Whopperito, though.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I saw that one.
Yeah, that was cool. I mean, it figures, I mean, I do it, and then like 2 or 3 weeks later, Dave Drops does and gets like 86,000 in like a day or something like that. I don't know.
Right.
I remember Robert Dyer was saying it's not fair. The younger, the smaller channels don't get the big views like the bigger channels do. And then
I know, it's
first,
not right.
What's that?
It's not right.
I know. Well,
but,
the first video he did was just like a one where he just made a pretend one. He wasn't even reviewing the real thing.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Hey, Jason, I'm going to have to let you know that we absolutely loved having you on. I only got about 30 seconds of the show left. I only did an hour tonight.
Oh,
and,
okay.
I want to thank you for calling in. We appreciate you. We appreciate your videos. And Happy New Year. I'm going to get cut off here real soon.
Okay.
And everybody, thanks for calling in to Martinez tonight, and we'll see you soon.
Thank you, buddy.
Thanks, Jason.
Bye.
Good night, guys. Happy New Year.
Bye. Happy New Year, buddy.